thank you very much, Sunrising. The process simply tells us that there is still discord in the international, you know, market for diamond trading, in the sense that in as far as or in as much as the Kimberley process, certification scheme may have certified Zimbabwean diamonds as free of being blood diamonds, there is still contestation around that, because the definition of blood diamonds may not actually be extending to the human rights violations that we've witnessed in the extraction of these diamonds. So that the U.S. State Department and those that buy diamonds from across the world are meeting to chart a way forward in terms of coming up with a common position on the for the meeting that is coming up in November is a good thing, because it keeps Zimbabwe on the radar. It keeps the inclusive government and those that are dealing with the diamond sales busy, and they must have a run for their money. So I think it's a very good thing.
And you are in Zimbabwe, Mr. Mabenge. From what you have seen and from what you have heard after the two sales of the rough diamonds from Marangi, do you think Zimbabwe is moving forward and keeping to its Kimberley process requirements?
Honestly speaking, you agree with me that the first sale of diamonds was through a public auction process, and the second sale was through a process that was not so public. However, what we need to continue to bear in mind is that in as far as the extraction, that is not the issue, the sale of the diamonds themselves, in as far as the extraction is concerned, the world must still keep an eye on the fact that the military are said to have moved away from Marange Diamond. So there are no gross human rights activities that are so evident that one can say between July and November there is a strong case for Zimbabwe to be stopped from selling a diamond. However, with Zimbabwe, anything can happen in between now and November. But for now, I wouldn't have a strong case to say there are circumstances that have fundamentally changed in Marange that would lead to the plenary session in November to say they are reversing the decision to let Zimbabwe sell her diamonds. Unless and until we have a very visible slide to human rights abuses as we witnessed between 2006 and probably 2009, there will be no strong case for those participating in the KPCS to stop Zimbabwe from trading her diamonds at this particular moment. But what is of paramount importance is that the nation and the world at large must keep an eye on especially the possibility of the diamonds being diverted and not going through the channels that have been certified by the Kimberley process itself. That is, the diamonds ending up landing in those hands of the people that may destabilize the democratization process that Zimbabwe is currently undergoing.